At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
I dare you to start walking around and going on like you know. Listen to me. And there's some people that are going to walk around and say, listen, after you watch this message, they say, listen, you got a problem? You're sick in your body? Listen to me. Let me pray for you. When I pray, things will happen. God looking for some people with confidence in him. It's not arrogance. It's confidence. God is looking for some people to say, listen to me. You got a problem? What did they say? You got 14 days to live? It's okay. Listen to me. God is with me. When I lay hands on the sick, you're going to recover. Listen to me. I don't care what the doctor said. I'm telling you what the great physician said. God is looking for some people that are going to put their confidence in his word and stand upon his promises. I don't care how old you are, what country you're from. God is looking for some people that are going to believe him, amen, and take him at his word and lay hands on the sick, speak his word of boldness and see miracles and signs and wonders accompany the word, amen. You see, when we speak the word, when we preach the word, signs and wonders accompany the word, Mark 16 says. It says, and they went everywhere preaching the word and the Lord confirming the word. He confirms the word. So what are we speaking? If we're speaking defeat and doubt, there's nothing to confirm. But we start speaking faith and start lifting up the name of Jesus and telling people that he's the same yesterday, today and forever and demonstrating it. Not just speaking it. Some people just want to speak it and say, okay, go home now. I want you to start demonstrating the power of God. Listen to me, you're not just, oh, little me, or poor little me. No, listen to me. I want you to get out of the past and get out of the trauma. Get out of the hurt, what people have said, and the lies that the enemy had sown in your mind. It's time to cast out every imagination, every lie, and every unbelief, and every doubt. Everything that stopped you from believing, to believe what God says about you. I pull it down today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything that stood in your way from being a man of God and a woman of God that God has called you to be broken today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're coming out of Lodabar. You're coming out of that low place. You're coming out of stinking thinking. Everything is changing in your mind. I don't care what they said about you, what they spoke about you. Some of us are still believing the lies that people spoke about us, what parents said about us, what friends said about us, what siblings said about us, what church members said about us. But I decree and I declare that everything that people said about you is a lie. You're going to start to believe what God said about you because God's word is true. In the name of Jesus, every lie, I pull it down now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, some of us are dealing with walls, amen, walls that have gone up. Amen. We're dealing with lies that have gone up and strongholds. Amen. That we start to believe are true about ourselves. But I decree and I declare they're lies in the name of Jesus. You're not going to believe the father of lies. You're going to believe your heavenly father and his kingdom is going to come and his will is going to be done on earth as it is in heaven in your life. You young people, amen, and they believe that you can come to nothing and there's nothing going on. I decree and I declare there's a future for you and you're called by God and God has a purpose for your life and you will fulfill the purpose of God for your life. I don't care if you didn't have no family, if you grew up in foster home to foster home, if you're adopted, if you lost your parents, I don't care what happened. I'm here to declare to you there's a God that loves you. And he says, for I know the plans that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. You have to believe the word of God. And if you have to repeat the scriptures day in and day out, amen, if you have to keep speaking it until the lies come down and the truth begins to be developing you, amen, I want you to keep speaking the word, amen, because I want you to start believing who God says about you, not what the enemy says about you. I don't know why I'm going here, but many people are believing the lies that have been said about them. Oh, you never come to nothing. God, you're a fool, or you're this, or you're a failure. And some of us are so quick to believe the lies that an enemy has said. And as God is saying, no, I want you to develop a new picture of you. That's a negative picture. Oh my God. You know, before you had to have a negative before you can get the picture. Back in the old days, I'm showing my age now, but we used to have these little things called, when we used to take pictures, amen, now you have your phone. We used to take pictures. And before we, when we took a picture, what we'd get with the picture would also get the negative. and the negative white was the impression, but it wasn't the real thing because it wasn't in color. Oh my God. And God is saying, I want you to get rid of the negative. Amen. Because things have moved on. I want to get the instant picture. Amen. You can get the instant picture by getting the instant word. Amen. By believing the word of God. I want you to believe the positive. I don't know where the Holy Ghost is going, but God is saying, I want you to start believe the positive. Amen. Some of us believe the lies of the enemy. And God says, don't be conformed to this world. This world says you need to look like this. You need to have this. You need to buy this. You need to drive this. You need to own this. This world says for you to be recognized, you need to have a Birkin and a Rolex and a Roger Miller or whatever they call them, big expensive watches and a Diablo and all kinds of nice things for you to be recognized. That's a lie of the enemy. This is why it says don't be conformed to this world. This is why you can't spend too much time on social media, because social media is framing the way you think. Social media is framing the way you believe the world and how you perceive the world and how you perceive yourself. And God is saying, I don't want that perception of you, amen, to take root in you. God is saying, I want you to take my perception, which is the reality, amen, and I want you to believe what I say about you. Because there's someone that's been struggling with rejection. You've been struggling with what people have said. You've been struggling with the failures of the past. Yes, you had a baby in your teens. My mom had me when she was a teenager. So when she was growing up, when I was growing up, she was also growing up. Who hasn't failed? We've all made mistakes. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all messed up, but we don't stay in the mess. We get up and we brush ourselves off and we say, God, for you I live and for you I die. Do not stay there. Amen. Do not stay there in Lodabar. Mephibosheth, that was, I believe it was Saul's grandson, I believe. He was in Lodabar. And he had a rock foot and he was in Lodabar, a place of despair. But the king fetched for him. Let me be the king today and I'm fetching you out of Lodabar. And you're going to dine at the king's table and you're going to feast on the word of God. The Bible says, don't be conformed to this world. Because this world is painting so many pictures, especially for our young women. You got to get bigger this and bigger that and implant this, implant that, change this, change that, weave that, nail that, do all kinds of stuff to your body so you can be accepted. And it's a lie of the enemy. He wants you to change everything about you so you can be accepted by people that don't even like you. And the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Young men, you are a man, you're not a woman, you're not a failure, you are a success. You may not have had a dad like me, but you have an heavenly father, and you're not going to repeat the cycle. I want you to change the way you see yourself. You are a miracle worker, but you need to start changing the way you see yourself. And you need to start seeing yourself the way God sees you. And this is an important message for the body of Christ, because we have many people coming to church, sitting in church, clapping their hands, saying it was a good sermon, but they're not going home changed because their mind is still the same. And God is saying, I want you to change your mind. I need you to start seeing differently, thinking differently, and having an expectation of good things. I'm going to say that again. I want you to start seeing things differently, thinking differently, and have an expectation of good things. Because this is one thing what I know about the lies of the enemy. If you can write this down, one thing I know about the lies of the enemy, as he starts to believe a lie, you have less expectation of good things coming your way. Many people, listen, have less expectations of good things coming their way. They start to believe that, oh, things will never get better. Oh, I told you this would happen. Oh, you know what? Oh my God. And this happened again. Things will never change. Oh, it's always the same thing. And we start confess the negative, until we almost have an expectation of the negative. And we have no expectation of the positive, no expectation of God's miracle working power, no expectation he can heal, no expectation he can change, no expectation that your situation can change, that your job can change, that you can get a business, that you can buy a house, and then no expectation that God can use you for his glory. You've got to start pulling down the lies, amen. Jesus knew who he was. So when he was tempted and he went into the wilderness, when he was tempted, he knew who he was. He knew he was the Son of God. So when the enemy came with his ifs and suggestions, you've got to know who you are. When temptation comes, you've got to know who you are. Because many people don't know who they are. So they're susceptible to the lies of the enemy. And some people, some well-meaning people, amen, tell you some things which do not line up with the word of God. And you begin to believe it. He says, don't be conformed to this world. What this world, but let me go here. What this world believes about relationships. Listen, Love Island isn't God's idea of a good relationship. Can I help some of you out today? Yes, let me go there. Some of you watch all these programs and you think, oh my God, that's an idea of love. Oh, he loves her. On it. No, it's all fake. It's not real. And God is saying, I want to give you the agape love. Because when I give you the agape love, when you meet your husband or wife, you can give them the agape love, not the phileo love, not the worldly love. That is not God's idea of love. Amen? God so loved the world that he gave. Love gives. It doesn't take. So many people in love or in marriage for what they can get. Oh, he's got to be earning six figures. Oh, he's got to drive this and he's got to live there and he's got to have this investments. And if it doesn't meet my priority, then I don't want to marry him. That's not the man for me. He could have all those things and be a very horrible person. Have you ever thought about that? Don't be conformed to this world. But God said, I need you to start being transformed. And it starts here. I know we've heard it time and time again, but it starts here. And some of us have been dealing with things in our 20s, in our 30s, in our 40s, 50s, even in our 60s. I know the people older than me, people in their 60s, they got treated terrible by maybe a parent or a stepfather. And still to this day, they've got hang-ups about their childhood. Now, I'm not downplaying what you went through. Your stepfather or stepmother or whatever may have dealt with you horribly, but let it go. You've got to let it go. I spoke about this last week in regards to God doing and want to do a new thing. You've got to let it go. Your mind has to be renewed. And how is it going to be renewed? By spending time with the Word of God. Amen? Spending time with the Word of God. If you're spending too much time on social media, cut it off. The Bible says, if our right eye offend us, pluck it out. Now let me, for the benefit of the tape, let me help you out. He's not saying gouge out your eye, you know, and mutilate yourself. He's saying cut off the things that are stopping you and hindering you from being the man of God and the woman of God that God has called you to be. Cut off the things that will stop you from going to heaven and take you to hell. God is saying cut those things off. Because the number one thing that the enemy is using in his last days is distraction. Listen, he can't stop you, but he will distract you. And we've got to be careful of the distractions that the enemy will use. And we've got to ask ourselves, which are we valuing more? Are we valuing the word of God or the world? What are we valuing? What are we placing more value on? And I can help you out. Where are you placing more time? Are you placing time in prayer and in the word of God and seeking his face? And spending time in worship, in listening to him, being still? Are you spending those times? But the world we live in is so fast-paced. We want to keep up, amen. What was news today is old tomorrow, amen. What's happening in the entertainment world, football, in sports, and there's so many things that will try to take you in music, in dance, and in all these kind of films, the films and all these things. What's happening? What's the latest craze? Young people, there's so many things to take your focus. And God is saying, I don't want you to be conformed to this world. Because when you stop being conformed to this world, you start becoming strange and alien to the world. But God calls us peculiar people because he can use that. Amen? You cannot be a part of the world and expect to be used by God. Amen? God can't use something that's contaminated. He says, but I want you to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I want your mind to be renewed. I want your mind to be renewed. And when your mind is renewed, then God can say, listen to me. Now you can start believing what God says about you. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Should I try and go back to what I was teaching? Because God was going somewhere. God is saying he was manifesting this world to destroy the works of the devil. God is looking for people that are going to partner with him. God is looking for people that will partner with him. But for that, you have to take him at his word. And you have to be obedient to his word. Because God will say to you, I need you to fast. And you got to say, well, you know what? I fasted last week. No, listen to me. When God tells you to fast, that is the time to fast. Now, fasting is good. But when God tells you to fast, it's time to fast. When God tells you to pray, it's time to pray. When God tells you it's time to get alone with me, God wants to do something. There's something he wants to say. There's something he wants to reveal. You've got to be sensitive to him because there's something that God wants to reveal to you. When God is initiating a love move and an intimacy move, God is something that God wants to reveal to you. Amen. God will always be God, but he's saying, I want you to draw near. This is the time to draw near like never before. God is saying, I want you to draw near. You are able to heal the sick. You are able to do miracles, but your mind has to be renewed. The Bible says in Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs. So God is saying there has to be a change in your believing. Amen. When you believe, you're going to do these. When you believe, you're going to heal the sick. When you believe, you're going to cast out devils. When you believe, amen, you're going to speak of new tongues. When you believe, things start to happen. When you believe, you're going to start to do some things that other people cannot do. It's according to your faith and what you believe. What do you believe about yourself? Before we close and we finish, you've got to ask, what am I believing about myself? Do I believe that I'm the head and not the tail? Or am I just saying it? Do I really believe that I am the head and not the tail? Because when I believe, and when we believe that we're the head and not the tail, we are not going to settle for tail. And we're not going to settle for less. When we believe that we are above and not beneath, we are going to refuse to live beneath. God doesn't want you to just say it and draw near with your lips, but your heart doesn't believe. God is saying, I want you to believe what I have spoken about you. When we start to believe what God speaks about us, listen to me, when we start to believe it, confess it, and move in it, listen to me, changes will happen. I said changes will happen. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 8, I'm going totally off script now, but I'm just flowing with God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 8, the Bible says a centurion come to him and he said, my servant is seriously sick at home, at the point of death. Amen. And Jesus said, I will come to him. I will come to him. The centurion, a Roman soldier, the one that has authority over Israel. Israel, listen to me, are under Roman rule. Amen. A Gentile, non-believer says no. Amen. Let me get the word of God. He says, because I want you to read and I want you to understand. This guy knew who he was and he knew about authority. The Bible says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, they came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth homesick with a palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. So simple. Jesus is always willing. Don't listen to me. Start changing your perception about God. I had to change my perception about God. Many people still have the perception of God that God is on the phone looking to judge them, wipe them out. That God, when you make a mistake, they say, that's it. You're judged. You're dead. You're gone. No, that's not the God we serve. I know some of us believe that about God, but I'm here to change your perception and your thinking about God. He's a loving God. So many people are like, God has sent. No, God don't send no one to hell. We make a choice to go there. The Bible says that God so loved the world. Black, white, Indian, Chinese, rich or poor, tall or short, fat or slim, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. If God did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, Romans 8, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? So I'm here to change your perception about how you see God. The God so desperately loves you that he's given you this grace, amen, that he's calling you to himself and he's doing everything in your power, in his power, to make sure you get into heaven, you live the good life. He's calling you to himself. He loves you. Amen. He loves you. And the Bible says, Jesus said, I will come. So when you've got a problem, when you've got issues in your life, when it may be sickness, maybe going through affliction, Jesus isn't sitting there saying, well, I told you. Yeah, you deserve it. No, that's not the God we serve. He's always willing. He's a healer. He is the lover of your soul, the lifter of your head. But I love what the centurion man answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. This man knew the authority that he had. And you have to know the authority you have. He said, just speak the word only. You don't have to come to my house. I know they're sick of my house, but Lord, I've seen. I have authority. He said, I am a man under authority. I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.